Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Bergen County. This is John Insulin at The Record, welcoming you to another edition of Record Talk Radio. I'm coming to you live today on this cloudy and cool May the 21st from City Caucus, New Jersey, where I've been covering today's commencement ceremonies for Bergen Community College. You'll hear from an interesting student who graduated today, one of the 2,800 to do so. But first, let's turn to the front page of the paper. If you've noticed on the front page today, Sheriff Michael Saudino announced plans to equip 47 of his officers at some point in the future with body cameras, a trend that's been kind of going across the country with law enforcement and has certainly landed here. The sheriff made it clear, however, that before he does so, he wants to have a committee appointed by the freeholders, consisting of law enforcement officials and community leaders, who would help him develop policies and best practices for how the body cameras would be put into place. Let's hear how Saudino himself described it during a press conference yesterday.
The reason we are starting with the pilot program is because there are many valid issues raised concerning the proper operation of these devices. My objective with this program is to strike the right balance to implement this program on a permanent basis. In doing so, it is imperative that we respect and not infringe on the civil liberties and constitutional freedoms that we hold true in this nation. We must also take into consideration the constant threats that our police officers face on a daily basis and the risks they take on their own lives to keep us all safe. Today, the state of New Jersey, along with the rest of the country, are struggling with this issue. I recognize that this is going to be one of the more significant policy changes in law enforcement of the 21st century. There will be many moving parts to implementing sound policy like this. I will say once again that all public servants standing with me here need to work together, making sure all voices are heard and that we get this done the right way. I'd like to...
All right, and one of those public officials, of course, was County Executive James Tedesco, who was also at the press conference and offered his support for the initiative. Here's what Tedesco had to say.
Around the country, law enforcement organizations are looking to implement the use of body cameras as a tool to improve relations between officers and members of the public. While the decision to implement body cameras in other communities has often been in response to a tragedy or dispute, Bergen County has the opportunity to be proactive. We believe these cameras are a tool that will be effective in protecting law enforcement and members of the public in a manner that best serves the people of Bergen County.
All right, there you have County Executive James Tedesco. You can find more on this story in today's Record. Well, turning then to Bergen Community College, which, like I said, had its commencement ceremony not in the usual place. The IZOD Center is now shuttered, of course. They held it for the first time in 7 years at a different location, the Meadowlands Exposition Center here in Harmon Cove in Sea Caucus. It was a well-attended event. Not a whole lot of empty seats in the room. I think they estimated something like about 8,000 people. Among those folks was one Rhonda Richardson. She is a student who graduated today with honors, as you'll hear in this segment. Rhonda is the first student to graduate from the college's fairly new aviation administration program. So let's turn now to hear what she had to say in an interview I taped with her earlier this week. Welcome to Record Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
No, you bet. It's your honor on Thursday when you will be among 2,800 students graduating from this year's class at Bergen Community College. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Rhonda, let's start off by telling me about a bit about yourself. I mean, how old are you? Where are you from? What are you studying?
I'm 21, and I'm studying aviation administration at Bergen Community College. I'm going to be the first one to graduate with the degree since it's a new program.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also the only girl in the program.
Oh, wow.
Makes interesting meetings.
That's an interesting aspect. Tell me more about the program. How did you hear about it, and what led you to decide to sign up?
It started 2 years ago, I believe, and I got a postcard in the mail that said, join the aviation program. And I always wanted to be a pilot since I was younger. There was, in West Milford, Greenwood Lake Airport, they have a Young Eagles Day, so little kids can go and fly with pilots. I did that when I was younger and fell in love. But because of health risks, I couldn't join the Air Force, and I thought that was my only way in. So when I got the postcard in the mail, it was like a dream come true. So
very cool.
I got involved in the aviation program. Met a bunch of amazing boys who were so passionate about flying. It's great.
Wow. How long have you been this interested in flight? I mean, how old were you when you got started, and was there somebody in your family or your life who got you interested in this?
We went down there just as something to do for us kids, but probably around 10. And it was always in the back of my mind. My uncle used to fly planes, and I mean, I never really went up there to fly because I thought it wasn't like, I mean, I'm a girl and aviation, it's not. So, I don't know, Bergen really opened up my eyes to what I could do in that field.
Interesting. How many other students in your class?
In the aviation?
Yes.
Graduating this year with the aviation administration degree, I'm pretty sure it's just me. And
oh,
then
really?
There's also, there's one more degree that they have, aviation operations, and I'm pretty sure it's just one other boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you are a pioneer in every sense of the word.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Well, what are your hopes? What do you hope to do with this degree now that you've now that you're about to graduate?
I wanted to be an airline pilot, but after taking the courses and being so involved in school, I want to do a little more than that. I want to get my pilot's license still, use it as a hobby, maybe give some tours or something. But I want to be a psychologist or psychiatrist or something along that lines. I have big, interesting dreams. But use my flight as like a form of therapy just to get people out, get them moving. Yeah.
No kidding. I'd never heard of that before. I mean, do people use flight as a way to kind of help people cope with life and with problems?
Not even with flight, just kind of with life. I want to use it that way. Give them, like, there's more to life than just what's going on in your head right now, and just open up to new experiences. I think there is a little bit of something going on like that. I just I'm connecting with a doctor right now who's helping me out with a few things like that, but we haven't had a chance to talk.
Excellent. Well, when you're up there in the sky, what is it that's so attractive about that? I know some folks are like, oh no, I don't want to go up there. I like just being down on the ground on my own 2 feet. What is it that meant something to you about flying?
I think it's just like, it's a humbling experience. You get up there and you see how small everything really is and how much you can make an impact even in such a small little way. And then even when you're up there, birds have been flying for forever and people have been flying for a long time. And it shows the progress in our society and how we're making things kind of like nature, defying the laws of nature, but doing it as the birds do. And you get to see like all the inventions in my head when I'm up there, everything that's happened goes through my head. Like if I wanted, I could see the pyramids. The birds were always seeing the pyramids when they were flying around there. Or the little progresses in the plane that has made it to where they are today. It just gives like a big overview of everything to me.
Okay. How far away are you from getting your pilot's license?
Pretty far. It's an expensive process. I'm trying to apply for scholarships to get it done. But hopefully it will happen soon.
All right. You attended school on the Paramus campus of Bergen Community College. What's it been like these last 2 years being at Bergen?
It's been an absolutely amazing experience. I went to Colorado State a few years ago, just right out of high school. Thought it was my chance to get away. But then I can't. The financial reality of
I should interrupt you there. I know that school very well. I used to live in Fort Collins myself, and I know that campus very well.
It's a beautiful place.
It is, right up there against the Rockies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was great. It was a great experience, I must say. I met some amazing people that I still talk to today. But it was expensive. It wasn't worth it for my undergraduate.
Especially as an out-of-state student, I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit crazy. Me and my crazy ideas always.
Okay.
But I got the NJ Star scholarship in high school. So I came back and used that at Bergen Community College. And then fell in love with the program, the aviation program, and got involved in school. The first year I was there, I didn't really get that involved. I mean, I was in like two clubs, but I worked two jobs as well. So typical college, community college student working jobs.
Sure.
Going to school.
Sure. What kind of jobs were you working?
I worked in a little cafe in Warwick, New York, more close to where my parents live. And then I was a tutor, a mentor at the Turning Point program at Bergen Community College for students with intellectual disabilities. Yeah, it was great. But after that, I got involved in the Honor Society my second year, and things really changed. I met so many amazing people who helped me out every step of the way, and we've done a lot of things to hopefully change the college for the better. Hopefully it continues that way.
All right. Now, you've racked up some impressive awards along the way, too. I understand you are a member, one of 20, on the 2015 All-USA Community College academic team.
Yeah.
Tell me how that came about.
Sure. I'm not really that sure. this year, being the president of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society at Bergen Community College, like I said, it's been a life-changing experience. But the way we shaped, there's a few projects that we have to shape the year around just to guide the chapters. And we shaped the projects on what mattered to us, what we were all passionate about, not just one of us, just all of us. And I made sure that everyone had a say in everything and that we're really doing things that meant something. I think that's what made everything really powerful this year. And then motivating the team, managing them, finding ways to get the rates of joining the society up, because it's a great thing. It's a good thing to get involved in. And then just working with mental health and different aspects. I'm having a 4.0. I was nominated by the college president to be in the New Jersey academic team. And then from there, each state has their own academic team, and then they pick 20 people from around the nation to join the All-USA academic team. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad there is such a thing. I mean, you always hear about all athletic teams, USA, in various sports. It's nice to know that there is an academic version as well.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's really cool. I mean, I met a bunch of really awesome kids from around the country doing work that they're passionate about. Again, that's how you get things done. And seeing their eyes light up when they talk about it and the changes they've made has been really cool.
All right. I also gather you are the winner of the 2015 Coca-Cola New Century Scholar Award. Tell me a little bit about that, if you would.
Phi Theta Kappa has a common scholarship application, and I applied to it, spent like a month working on it, and in each state one person wins, so I was that one person, that lucky one person to win the scholarship for the New Century Scholar. It's been an honor.
Great. So you are representing New Jersey in that regard.
Yes.
Excellent. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are you planning to do the day after Thursday?
After Thursday, it's a milestone completing the associate's degree, but it's also kind of scary. You still have to keep going.
Right.
I think this summer I have an internship with the Port Authority, working with Newark Airport, and they do there. And then in the fall, I'll probably be going to Seton Hall University, studying psychology, making my crazy dreams of psych rehab in airplanes come true.
Okay. Hey, Rhonda, nothing's a crazy dream if you're committed to it.
Thank you.
you know, and so good luck with that. One thing I did note, this will be the first time in 7 years that the commencement ceremony is being held someplace other than the Izod Center. You're going to be, you and the other 2,800 people and their parents and friends and family are going to Sea Caucus to the Expo Center there. Any disappointment over not being at the Izod Center, or is that really not a factor at all?
No, I mean, I don't really know how the whole traffic situation is around Sea Caucus, but that's always something to worry about. But, I mean, it would be at the Izod Center, too. I think we're all just really happy to be done. Really, we've worked so hard for the associate's degree that we're getting, and it's a great anywhere where it's going to happen, it's amazing for us.
Okay. Well, great. Well, Rhonda, thanks for being my guest today on Record Talk Radio, and good luck to you on Thursday with the graduation ceremony.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So long.
All right. Bye-bye.
Folks, that's my interview with that rather remarkable young woman, Rhonda Richardson, one of the graduates today at Bergen Community College's commencement ceremony. You can find out more about her as well as the ceremony itself in a story that will be in tomorrow's Record. So watch for that. And also tomorrow at 10 a.m., I'll be doing a Record Talk Radio interview with Chuck Powers, the president of Bergen Grassroots. And we'll also be speaking to a young woman that his group recently gave an environmental award, a woman who is working as an environmental officer for Sea Caucus, where we are today. So tune in. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. And keep listening. Till then.